Who can sing the song? Come on now. Scooby Doo,
where are you?
We got some work to do now. Come on, Scooby Doo, I see you. So I can't remember anymore.
This is C. Michael Hall, writer and creator of Ape Entertainment's El Dorado, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Yankee cartoons were always boring, and
what happened then? What happened then?
Started watching shows from the Pacific Rim.
Pika!
Canada!
Rumble!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of On the Road, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
Jonathan,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to talk about our trip that we took down to Akon in Dallas, Texas, and maybe a few of the side trips we did as well. We've already uploaded a couple of interviews we did on our side trips, so we probably won't mention those or just mention them briefly. And one of them was to the Starbase Studios in Oklahoma City and the Toy and Action Figure Museum in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. So we'll briefly mention those when we get to those. But for the most part, we're just going to reminisce and go through the trip, highs, lows, what we enjoyed and didn't enjoy. And we'll go from there. Who wants to go first? Or do you want me to tell my story?
I don't think
no names.
What our story?
Yeah, we'll get there.
I think, Richard, you go first, and then I guess
I'm kind of curious now.
I'll start off. Well, first off, the drive sucked. Because what was it's 8 hours? Drive.
We missed our hotel.
We went 6.5 hours to Oklahoma City, spent the night, then another 5 hours.
Yeah.
To Dallas, and 2 hours of that was getting from the edge of Dallas to where the convention was.
And because it was five people in a five-seat car.
We were riding.
rotation, whatever, it was Dad was driving, Mom was in the passenger seat, and then Luis and Logan on either side of me, and I was in the middle. And I guess that makes sense, yeah, but...
You're the skinniest out of all.
But the problem is, I'm also 5'8 and a half. So my knees was up on the middle console hard, and we got out at that first
rest
stop.
That's why you use it like a footrest.
I do that sometimes when it's just us four. I'll prop my feet up on it. But we got out at that first gas station. I think it'd only be going like 2 hours or so. I got out. I could barely straighten my back and knees. And I already got hip and knee problems. I told Mom, I was like, this ain't going to work out. I can sit anywhere but the middle now because this is horrible. Yeah.
But we ended up switching the whole time.
Yeah,
I traveled most of it. I was driving. Then the last little stretch I did get into the back. And
Well,
I have two...
Experience.
Bulging discs. And I think I was in there for what?
From Dodge.
Max 2 hours.
Dodge, yeah, because I drove.
I was hurting.
And then it was such bull crap because we visited my cousin.
Luis got to see our cousin and the little boat dunked down.
What?
That was just a little tiny glimpse, too.
Just a little glimpse, huh?
My cousin was working at the bar/ restaurant. Bull crap. It was a bar.
It had a very good jukebox.
Yeah, that's like the weirdest thing.
It was very good.
It's literally middle of nowhere. I was going to say another saying. A
couple of gas stations, maybe some trailer homes, and that was it.
Yeah, and the building itself is tiny. So you got to stop in there and visit. And I think it was until there, I was in the front passenger seat, and I think we did drive like 30 minutes tops. And then we start to leave, you know, getting piling in, and Mom's like, April, let Luis sit in the front. You've been sitting there forever. Are you kidding me? Yeah, and then he, like, sat there for the rest of the trip that day. Bullcrap.
You should have asked.
Oh, okay, so I heard something that I want to ask Luis about. The whole phone situation with you and Michelle. What was going on with that?
On. That's later on in the trip.
Are you talking about the GPS part?
GPS, yeah.
That's funny.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
But, and then it was fun getting
the first one's my frustrating moment.
Yeah.
Everybody got to see my little bit of temper. Even Luis.
Little bit. That wasn't the full thing, though.
You mean the call from the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, too.
Yeah, no.
We won't mention the hotel's name.
We got into Oklahoma City, and that was fun for me, because first we tried to go down into this nice hotel area, but we like bottomed out hard.
And
the funny thing is we
high centered, and the only thing that saved us was the weight in the back. Because I mean, we were literally high centered. The front wheels weren't touching. Back wheels weren't touching.
Bad design.
I put it in reverse, and I don't know, the weight shifted just right that the back end went down. So we were high center.
We saw another entrance to motel on the other side of it. I'm not sure about the rest of you, but I just said no. After that experience with the other side, so no, they can go screw themselves.
So I don't know where we stayed at. It was one of the less expensive. It was motel.
No, we can't say edit that out.
Exactly.
It was very inexpensive. It had better bathrooms than what we ended up with.
Oh, it was
and
really
a flat
nice.
Screen TV.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah, the bedding was nice.
I think they were remodeled or something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so funny though, getting it all figured out, because you went inside and it was the sketchiest thing I've ever done. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All these sketchy people not going to say anything else about it. But crawling around everywhere.
Were great.
Yeah, no.
But everybody was
cool.
Nice.
They yeah.
Go ahead, John.
My experience is when you were guys were at the thing, because I had to work.
You were working.
Unfortunately, I had to deal with people at work.
That's all right.
That's how it is anywhere, man.
You got an interest person?
But yeah, halfway down to Oklahoma City, we got a phone call that we didn't get our rooms. So we had three separate rooms instead of one room where we could all congregate at the end of the day and just chill. And so that was kind of
annoying.
That was my bad part. But and then we hit Starbase Studios that evening, went back, got up the next morning, hit Dallas. And we'll let Luis or April take over from there.
Well,
because that's where GPS started coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, was it before we went to...
It was going into Dallas.
But was it before we went to the garage?
Yeah, because we had to find the hotel.
Well, anyways, I guess I asked my phone, you know, for directions, and it was giving us the right way, but I guess to get to the hotel was, we had to go, I guess there's two different, I guess, was it freeways, highway kind of thing?
Yeah.
So we service roads, I think is what they call them.
So the way it was giving us, because I guess they were fixing or something, was giving us the back way, but like I guess... The way we were, and since, you know, I don't know, something was going on, but we just kept on going in circles and in circles and in circles.
And so we got my phone on, but we had two phones.
Exactly. And then Michelle was like, you know what, just turn off the volume and just look at it, because it kept on saying turn right or turn left the whole time. So then I was like, okay, April, get your phone. I'll get my phone. We'll look at it at the same time. Try to find it. But the thing is, the sign of the hotel was so small, hitting in trees.
It was hidden by a tree.
Exactly.
Yeah. We literally drove right by it at least.
We drove
once.
Into like some department store parking lot, and that's where the dot was.
Yeah.
But, like, this is not our hotel.
I heard that Michelle said, turn off the phone or I'm going to throw it out the window.
Yeah, and I was like, I literally told her, I was like, you throw it out, you give me a new phone.
Mom,
and she just stood quiet, and I was like,
that was Michelle's freaking point.
Mom gets frustrated very easily. See, that's why I like me and Louis, because we're chill.
We were just calm.
Out.
We were like, okay, let's get this going.
I was just like, give me a direction when I'm at a stoplight or stop sign so I don't get people hungry.
Mom's problem is she thinks like, she won't only go to the next step, you know, we'll turn right. She goes like 15 steps ahead, like she'll give you like every direction you need.
So anyways,
right there. Say, what?
We put both of our phones together, you know, we looked at the GPS, and then I guess, I don't know, I guess it comforted after we got to the back road too close to it. Yeah,
we found, we pulled into the back side, exactly, the back side of exactly. the parking at the hotel, and we're like, oh.
Here it is. And then we figured it out. Yeah. But then the thing is, the whole thing never had a big old sign on the top either. It just had that small one. Exactly. By the tree. You know, but we found it,
The ladies at the service desk were nice.
They were nice. The thing is,
they were doing their best.
Yeah. And then we go inside, we get our stuff out, and then we had to wait.
That's when mom was getting mad.
We had to wait. Even though they told us our rooms were ready, we had to wait some more.
Yeah, getting it cleaned and prepared. Well,
30 minutes we waited.
Like an hour.
Yeah,
exactly. We were just sitting there.
We went ahead and got fed. Mm-hmm. While waiting.
We went and ate and came back because they said it'd be about an hour or so.
And then they'd be ready, so we did
and then
that
they were not.
No, we went ready. To wait. We took a time, too. We're like, okay.
And mom was getting tired by then, and she was like, I don't care. Give us a key to the room that is ready, and we'll go to that room, and we'll get it as again. It's like, okay.
And then they thought it was three rooms right next to each
other. Exactly. Yeah, no, they had said it was going to be three rooms, you know, just one, two, three down, but it was just one far away and then two
that were
across. Exactly. It wasn't really, so.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Nice hotel. I liked the room, though.
The room was nice.
It had like a little living room, kitchen.
Yeah, it was more of a suite.
Yeah, I liked it. So.
That's why I reserved it, because they were sweet. And then we get screwed on the back end on that one.
But that's chill. Because mom and I roomed, so I got my own bed. Mom got her own bed.
Everybody got their own bed out of the deal. Well, they would have even in our one room. Everybody would have got their own
bed.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the side trip we did before we hit the con on Friday evening was to...
Heck yeah, we went to Gas Monkey Garage.
Oh, yeah. Did we even tell them where we were from, or did we just show up there?
I tried. I tried. Okay. They never
I think it
me.
Was the perfect timing, though. I'm glad that, I guess, we waited the
it
hour
was,
or whatever.
Wasn't
because
it?
You can still say, you know, oh, it was drag waiting, but at the same time, you know, that wait was worth it because
I'll get my pictures out.
It was worth it because right when we got there, we were there for like 10-15 minutes and then they show up
every now and then. I'll still go look at the photos. Oh my god. Or like on my trip to the UK I took this summer, I was like pulling them out showing people and I was like,
yeah, we got to see one of the guys.
We're gonna try to have her email them to us so we can put them up.
Yeah, so Gas Monkey Garage is a show on
Fast and Loud,
and it's a car show, you know, guy. You know,
and a book.
Fix up the shows, yeah. Da-da. And they are based out of Dallas, Texas, obviously, you know. And we were like, well, we might as well go check it out while we're there. Yeah, because I'm a huge, huge
fan of Fast and Loud.
Yeah, it's a really
good show.
I love it so much. And so we get there, and... what you had is you had your building, you know, your gift shop area, you know, just for the tourists and everything. And then you had your fence, your chain fence that went, you pass that and then you get to the actual garage and the floor and everything. And so on the fence it said...
Filming in progress, please don't pass.
Yeah, and everything like that. And so... I'm going into the deal and Dad's like, oh my God, April, wait, come back. And I was like, what? It was kind of hot. Oh, but I made sure to look real nice for this too.
Oh yeah!
Like I put in my contacts for this. I put on makeup for this.
Wow!
I didn't do my hair, but I brushed it for this. Like this was intense.
Yeah.
I was prepared. But so that's like, okay, hey, come here, and I get over there, and there's Richard and Aaron, who's the two main stars of it. Richard's more on the buying, selling end. Aaron's on the garage end. Yeah. And like it's just like, oh my god, they're right there. Oh god. And so this is the only picture I've got of Aaron. You can see him. It's a zoomed in one.
He just got out of the car. Was he in the pickup, right?
Yeah, he just got out and he just went straight to the garage.
Exactly. He just got out and didn't come out to
meet the audience
and stuff.
Even though he's my favorite, that's okay. But so then Richard came out, and you know he was walking, and at first he walked into the door, and he's like, "Give me a second." And he came back out and he had a beer, and you know, just popped because that's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to drink, but But he, you know, said hi to everyone, took photos, took a photo with me.
There's a decent amount of people, not a whole lot, right? Like,
there wasn't too many, just a little cluster. Just
picture. Yeah, there was.
She's looking away.
10, 15?
15, probably.
Yeah. You're like looking at the camera. He's looking away.
Why don't you shut up? Stop talking. But, oh my God.
Well, yeah, some amount of people were there. It was nice, and then
I got this really good photo of him. That's his.
Okay, that's a better picture.
Yep. I got a lot of photos of him just in general, and that's their this monkey face. That's their little logo. Mascot, little logo.
It's kind of creepy, but it's kind of cool.
I love it. Yeah, and so and then after that, you know, after that whirlwind of oh my God. Finally going to the gift shop, and
you had your fangirl moment, right?
I really did. Yeah. I was tearing up a little bit. I had my sunglasses on, you saw, so you couldn't see
I'm actually surprised that you weren't like screaming and, you know.
No, I don't fangirl that hard.
So I tried as hard as I could. I sent I think it was two or three emails, but they kept sending me back a form email. Try to get a say, if you're not busy, can we do a quick interview?
They're busy. For sure.
Free publicity is what I led off with in my deal, because he likes free stuff. You know, yeah. If he can make something out of nothing, he will.
Famous as they are. So,
20-30 minutes.
Yeah, so they just blew me off. So I was like,
okay.
Really, guys?
That's okay. But I'm not mad at you.
No.
I'm not mad at you.
But yeah, I wish they could have gotten back.
I was
playing video games throughout basically the whole visit there.
There's a lot of photos.
Logan didn't really care, really.
Yeah. They had their swag van out.
They had some neat stuff around the store. And I literally mean around.
Yeah, Volkswagen.
Yeah.
That they pimped up and everything. Then the door handle of the deal was a gas pump.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dad showed me that. I didn't notice that. So I got in there. I bought a t-shirt that has the logo, monkey and then the logo on the back. And I got a oil rag.
Keychain.
Yeah, keychain, bottle opener. What else we get?
We got another oil rag and a patch for your uncle.
For my uncle, because he's another fan. So I was like, ha! But then afterwards, we noticed this guy right here.
That's his dad, right?
And that's his dad, exactly. That's Richard's dad, works there.
He looks just like Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, they look similar. And because I guess he just works there, he just hangs out and everything, and he likes to talk.
Everybody else had gone out the door, and I said, April, hold up.
Wait a second.
Because he was off talking to these other
this
couple.
Guy about a Schwinn. Yeah, he's more of a bike guy, a bicycle guy.
And I can't remember, they finally broke up because they were talking probably about 10 minutes or so.
They kept coming back. Yeah, so, you know, it was like, wait for him, be patient. And we were talking to him about it, and, you know, we're like, we're huge fans, blah, blah, blah. And there's actually...
Oh, there we go.
On the car lot past the fence.
Anyways, wasn't there like two old school pickups or something?
On the car lot, there was tons of old cars, obviously, but there is... A couple pickups in general. The one I liked the most was an International, and we asked him. We said, "Well, we know we're not allowed to go past the fence, but I don't want to like interrupt them. I just want to look at that one pickup. You know, I just want to touch that one pickup, get a photo." And he was getting ready to go home.
Yeah,
but he was like, "Yeah, you know, no one's really allowed back there." I'm like, I know, but it's just a photo and everything. And he let us go back. He said, well, I guess as long as I'm with you and everything. So he went back with us, and I got my photo with the International. And then, I got a photo with him. Because I got that switch with Dad.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And
what kind of truck was that?
International.
What does that mean? Like
It's the
brand, like Ford or Chevy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but that made my whole trip. Like, I told them afterwards, I'm like, God, we can just go home.
Okay, so, like, what made other people's trip? The Gas Monkey Garage was your part of the trip.
That was my highlight of my life.
What was some of your highlights of the trip?
Well, I guess if we're going to go on...
Well, after that, we went to the...
We went to the con, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went to the con, and we had to register, so it took us a while to find the like as a registration place to win. Once we found it, oh my god, the big old line. I should have took a picture of that line. It was
pretty fast. Okay,
you know, you play Snake on the Nokia phones and then you
make god.
Big old line. Yeah, it was pretty much just like
this was in a grand ballroom.
A grand ballroom.
Yeah, that and means it was huge.
Built to the back.
And it was not
wall.
Like, you know, a regular line, it was just straight. No, it was going
snaking back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to give you more
from
room.
Almost from end to end. They just said that they just had a little bit of space for the, you know, their stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just
line.
A line.
Yeah.
And, what, and on some of the days.
Hour and a half?
It was bigger.
Around there. The thing is, the line for me was no big deal. It was just so hot in there. I wish they would have turned on the AC a little bit more.
Well,
they
didn't have water, though. Full costume.
I didn't have my costume.
Oh, you didn't have your costume?
No. But it was
I don't think I had my costume on that day.
No.
Though some people did.
Yeah, some people did.
In general, though. Just,
some people actually had different costumes each day, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Or am I thinking of that? I might be thinking of something from a web comic book.
But yeah, there's certain people that I saw the first day that I saw the second day they'd have a different costume. You are right though. But anyways, the line was pretty big. But at the end of it, you know, after
fairly good for a coin check.
Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, stayed there for 10 minutes and just like nothing. But yeah, it was.
And it was
going
cool on the because they had masking tape.
Go ahead, I'll let you go.
Or is that what you were going to
say? Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Go.
On the line, they had, like, you know, they had tape, you know, sectioning the spot. But I guess people got so bored waiting in line that they started drawing on it. They started writing stuff. Which, some of them were pretty funny. Some of them were kind of rude, I thought. But
I loved it all.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun, you know. Some of them were pretty funny.
Someone wrote the Let It Go from Frozen, and someone wrote, no, stop it.
Yeah,
right over it.
It definitely distracted you. And,
yeah, and it was part of the, you know, the experience, good. Too. You know, you got to see some stuff.
Yep.
But the next day, that line
was
longer.
It was out the door.
It was,
they had two grand ballrooms, and this hotel was huge. I mean,
humongous deal.
I don't know, three city.
I thought I had it all mapped out, and then you'd find a whole other side of it, and you were just like,
But you had a grand ballroom, which was huge. Then you had a hallway that was probably about the same size. Then you went to another grand ballroom. And we were waiting in line the next day on Saturday to go in and see the AMVs. And it was like they had the line all the way through that partial deal and into the area where we were lining up for the AMVs.
Yeah.
So they took up the whole ballroom and then the whole
hallway
which was, like we said, was basically two ballrooms is what they took up, and still growing because they had a guy at the end of the line with the sign.
They had a sign, Oh,
they had free fans that were great fans.
Yeah, this guy walked around with a big old box, you know. Little hand fans.
Yeah. And that was cool. I never used it, but it was a good idea for sure.
What do you want to show, Jonathan?
I don't even know where I don't even know where mine is at.
There's one on our bar.
Where did I put it?
But anyways, the line was pretty big.
The con itself, I had a good time.
Yeah, and this is the first con in which I've been given a camera.
Logan, oh my god.
Oh, Logan everywhere. He was worse than I was, and I'm the photographer. Come on. Every single two steps, he'll see somebody. Oh, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
Well, it's just so funny. Like, we'd be in line or talking to him, and he'd be fine. And then he'd see something. It'd be no notice, no nothing. He'd just dart. Okay. See you later.
But when I asked you, what are you taking pictures of? What are you doing? What'd you tell me?
I can't remember. I know that I was going to do.
You can't remember.
Every Pokemon I could, but I can't remember what I told you.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to get
all the Pokemon.
You were trying to catch them all, huh?
Yeah. Along with their trainers. Because there was some Team Magma and Team Aqua and Team Rockets, too.
Yeah. It was cool. You got some good photos, though. I looked at them.
Naturally, there's going to be a Jesus there.
Luis took some photographs. I think he's uploaded on his side.
Yeah, they're on my website.
We'll transfer them over to ours as well. We'll get Logan's uploaded as well.
Yeah. And there was a Deadpool party.
Yeah,
randomly while we were in line for the AMV.
But yeah, it was fun. The AMVs were kind of shocking that there's so few people in there. Because that's usually the biggest draw for a convention.
To me, I don't think...
they were pretty good, too.
For as big as this con was, and as long as it's been going, I don't think the contest was ran as smoothly as it could be or as well. Like, you had, 50 entries, And it wasn't split up into your categories or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just
straight through.
Straight down, and there was no break time to think, oh, God.
And yeah, their equipment was a bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah, after he said, this has been run so poorly in the past, we took it over this year, and it's going to run great, and then it would cut out.
Didn't at least one time all three things go out?
It's possible.
It was so funny because it was mainly our screen that had a problem.
Yeah.
And because there was three. You had our side,
middle,
left,
I guess,
side, and then middle one that was farther upstage. Yeah. And so it was so funny because you could tell when a screen went out, because like if our screen went out, all of our heads darted simultaneously to the closest screen.
I like the music they chose for some of them. You know, a lot of them were really, really good. I thought.
I think what they need to do is just trim down. Like they need to set their categories, and then 5 or 10 each category.
Yeah.
That might have helped because they had
50 or more videos, though.
Yeah, that would at least help. That there's too many good things. I don't know what to vote for. Yeah, problem.
Because you were only supposed to vote for
that's
one.
Really good.
Yeah. I voted for like three.
I didn't. I mean, and they said, you know, if you vote for more, it won't be counted. But I didn't care. I marked all the ones I liked.
Yeah, me too.
And I still watch some of them too. And but because I think what it should have like pre-judging, which is the categories and all that, and then
actually I think there was.
Then you click. Then you pick your favorite from each category, and then they figure that out, and then they have the big, here's the final top out of the
thing. They did that in Kansas
your
City.
Your costume is so much better than that. I'm just saying, so much better than that.
But it was,
oh, there you are. There's your costume.
I saw that, too. I saw, costume. I saw a, I don't know what con it was, but a Jack
picture?
Sparrow, and I was like, nah.
And
who took that picture?
Their manga library,
walking around.
Their manga library, sadly, was
It looked like you were dressed up as
Doctor
Who.
I have seen
Who
it done much better
one.
In the last.
It was a matchup at. Of Doctor Who and Boba Fett, stuff like that.
Yeah, because I can see the Doctor Who right
it's
there.
Fourth Doctor and David Tennant. So
we're talking about the manga library. Tell them why it's so blah. Because it, what you found there, and then what you had at
the AFW,
the Wichita. Yeah,
yeah.
AFW.
Yeah.
It had three long white tables, if I remember correctly, with a moderate number of books on each of those tables, less than three books on a stack, and generally one book to a stack, just lined up.
So there was just in stacks, they were really like in bookshelves?
And, if I remember correctly, it was three long white tables.
And the AFW one was
a room.
A room of bookshelves that
had
full series and everything.
I loved that so
sometimes
much.
Sometimes that's what I like about awesome. Small conventions, you know, they're just so much better and stuff.
So in regards to the manga library, the smaller one was the best. Because they even had tables. They even had bean bags and coffee chairs.
Yeah.
And
I loved it.
That was awesome.
I didn't really do a whole lot of panels.
Neither did I. Neither what did I do?
The ones that we did, I didn't.
I was waiting
they were
in
so
line.
Long. Look, we were waiting in line or they were so long because AMVs took almost 3 hours.
Oh, God, I know.
And then the cosplay took about another 2 hours or so.
Like, okay, in this convention.
No, that's normal.
Like, in this convention that we went to, I guess we didn't get to go to the where the famous people were, you know, like that. Because I guess we missed them or something. So I just felt like we were just there to, I guess, watch the cosplayers and, I guess, go to the AMVs.
And read manga and watch anime.
And just,
so
I guess, go to the
dealer's
room.
And
that's pretty much what we did, you know. But
I had
fun, yeah. But, like, I guess we did miss, you know, we didn't get to, like, AFW where you got to meet and greet the actors
Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously, the dealer's room was a big thing.
Yeah, that was
big. Set up a little weird. But I think it was set
Not
up the best
rude.
It could be.
It had dealer's room on one side and artist alley on the other.
Yeah, so you will go in through the artist alley, and then you have a door connecting to the dealer's room. But the only way you can get out.
You have to go all the way around.
To the dealer's room through. And I like that because it, like, traffic and backup was smart. But.
And it's a. Some
I would always get lost, though. I would try to always get out, and I just didn't end up at the same spot.
And I don't know how many people were there, but to me, it was such a large area that it didn't feel like there was a lot of people.
Like it was cool.
No, it was spread everywhere. So
even at AFW, the dealer room sometimes got a little crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Where to me, in this one, it was so huge that it wasn't. Yeah, there were times where it was a little bit, but most of the time it's not bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the dealer's room and all that was great.
Spend money.
Yeah.
But
everyone I worked with was real nice. I got a lot of discounts.
Yeah, they were
so,
nice to me
I mean,
too. Oh, everybody was nice. Cash. Having cash helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bought an anime series, and it was the very last day, so I had all my ones out, change and everything. I was like, I swear to God, I'm not a stripper.
I like the food trucks.
Oh yeah.
That was nice.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
I guess that's the first thing I noticed. Of course, the pamphlet said they were going to be there, you know. But I was like, if we're going to eat, we got to eat at least in one of them, you know, because that's part of the experience. So,
yeah. And,
you know, first day.
And they had so much variety.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they had, gosh. Like, you know, pizza. They had sushi. They had
Mexican.
Yeah, they had everything, sushi. You know.
Ice cream, pizza. Vegetarian stuff.
Yeah. So the first day we barbecue. Got.
Almost all of it spicy, apparently. Really? So, that's why I went to the Mexican.
I didn't think it was that spicy.
If I remember correctly, the only one that didn't have something with spice on it was the pizza and that one we went to that I think was actually Mexican.
No, it was a...
Was it something else? It was I can't
Asian.
Remember.
It was like an Asian one, too. Yeah.
Huh. I also couldn't remember.
But I guess it was pretty good. You know, I got to try vegetarian dumplings for the first time, but they didn't tell that much their friends. They were just green.
I loved, and they were... the trucks themselves were... decorated like
yeah
really
yeah
cool
they had
character.
Their little art
because I'd never even seen a food truck till now.
Well, I've seen TV.
I've seen a bunch of growing up,
but
in
so it was just me, just the commercial. Oh my God, food trucks! Yeah, that was exciting. But it was cool how they wouldn't just park in the same spot every night. They would move around, so you know different customers. Mm-hmm. But I think Luis and I had sushi the first night. Mm-hmm, it tasted good.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
I love sushi.
Pizza was
and then good. I went to the burrito truck. It was called Amarillo by Morning. Oh my God, it tasted so good. It was, ah, la, la.
I didn't try that one.
I could eat two of those. They were la, big. La, la. Yeah.
No, was that good? Ah, la,
yeah.
La.
Ah, la, la, la.
So
good.
I had an extra la on that.
And the only one I didn't like was the pizza I had because... A, it took forever, and then B, it tasted like crap.
Well, the majority of them, they kind of take a while, too. I remember a couple of people complaining, you know, even though they were there way
I think
before
at least
I was.
One of them they had forgotten about.
Yeah, true.
And that's bound to happen with, everything.
And we saw people that would get heated up and dehydrated because there was at least a couple that we saw out on the sidewalk some evenings that they were hunched over and they had... One of them, they even called the ambulance for.
Yeah, I remember that.
Checking him out, make sure he was all right. And
that's just knowing yourself. You got to keep hydrated with all that. Because you don't realize how
hot much walking
in general
and
it is.
It is.
Keep water on you. And they have water stations there. So you can, take a bottle with you and then just refill it and go. Yeah. Or just use glasses and then take snacks with you, too.
And on the gaming side.
Yeah.
Video games, bring your own controller because they do not supply them.
Just weird.
Sure? Kind of weird.
No controllers that stayed with the things. Hmm. People had to bring their own controllers.
Well, when I read one of the signs that said some people had to check in the controllers. Because when I was leaving, when we were looking for you, Logan, they searched my bag because I guess... people won't steal the games or controllers or whatever. And I asked him playing around, and I was like, you know, what are you looking for? And he's like, oh, people usually try to steal the controllers.
But they didn't have any there that I saw.
No, I don't know.
Unless they were all checked out. And,
Yeah. Unless they're literally loaning them to the people.
They had the pods there.
Yeah, that was cool. But I think you had to, like, pay for that to sign up. Maybe.
Which is why I have no clue what was in those pods.
Yeah, I think they had four or five set up. It's where you go in and it's basically
for Gundam.
Virtual... Who the heck calling at 9 o'clock at night to the county library? That's a cell phone.
That's a 760.
That's a cell phone.
Anyway, for me, it looked like they had like some Gundam or mechs or whatever.
Yeah, some fighting, but it's
mechs.
And it's supposed to be basically virtual reality. It's surround sound video gaming. Yeah. You know,
I would have tried it if I, you know.
So would I. Yeah.
$20 for 10 minutes.
At it. That's what I didn't like is that your game was projected onto the big screen for your audience to watch.
Don't look at me.
I actually didn't see that either.
The reason I did like this hotel was, like I said, it was so huge. To get to the games, you know, you had to walk pretty good distance, and it was far out, you know, but it was the same. It's just one hotel, big old area, sections of different stuff.
Am I the only one who would have been curious enough to go into the pods?
You had to spend some pretty good cash.
Yeah.
I think it was like $20 or $22.
It was $20-something dollars for like 10 minutes. And I was like,
I looked at it, thought about doing it, saw the price.
No.
I feel like
I don't even actually I don't even know how
I think I would have been like really, really curious. I would have gone
Wouldn't have gone in there for $10 for 30 minutes, so.
But still, I would have been like really curious and I would have been like
if I was more into gaming and if I didn't already have things, you know, okay, I need money for, you know, more important things to me, then I think I would have done it, like but
I think it was, if I would have gone, I think it would have been more out of curiosity than anything. I would have been like, yeah, I'll dish it out because I'm curious. But if I didn't like it, I probably would have been like.
And there was one odd thing. There was a little art show thing in the gaming room that was just there for one day or so before they
I don't think it was like maybe an art show, like local artists. Because I did notice some that they have some local.
No, it was an anime.
Oh, maybe, but I noticed the hotel itself had, like, you know, a local art, you know, because I don't even notice they had some, I saw some, you know, some Gandhi stuff, and
And I can see why something
that they literally sold from the thing as
that's possible. So. One of the things I with AFW, I kind of got into the Artist Alley deal a little bit, but with this one, I didn't. For some reason, I was more into the actual vendors because there's more there, and I bought probably about $30 worth of American comics at a Japanese anime convention, but it's some I needed. And then I bought a couple of Gashafons from Robotech, and I started getting into
Gashafons.
They're like the little Yu-Gi-Oh characters, only 2 inches tall, that they used to sell in Walmarts.
Yeah, the ones about this tall.
But then I started getting into the Hot Wheels this last year or two. And there's a Tomica brand that's from Japan, so I bought a couple of those.
And
so
apparently they have anime-based ones, too, but didn't see any of those.
So I blew about $70 at the convention just on that.
Logan blew his life.
I blew his life.
I bought, what, 3 games, a good number of posters, 2 manga from those, 1 collection manga, I think another 3 manga, 2 or 3 anime series, or just 1 anime series?
An anime series, a manga series, all that's expensive.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
I generally go for the $20 and below stuff, so.
But you planned for it, you knew you were going, so you saved
Me, I literally couldn't find anything. I was just trying to find stuff just to add to my costume, but just couldn't find anything. I like the Artist Alley, but just for me, like I tell Logan, even though we always fight about it, I'd rather have somebody draw in front of me than give me a printout. I know he says it's original, but technically it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a copy.
But it's exactly. It's a copy of the original, and I don't like. If I was gonna do that, I would just go home, look at him up on their website, and print it myself. Exactly.
True. And that's
true. I agree with you there.
If you like it enough to print out, you might as well pay for him, because that's generally nicer, and that keeps them.
Yeah, it is, but I can see
making the thing.
Luis is going, and that's kind of where I got with AFW, because I never did it before until AFW. And yes, it's fan art to a degree, but it's original. You know, nobody else has that. Only you have that.
They would take requests. We did
that from the very beginning with anime style portraits of ourselves. True.
But this AFW, we didn't do it this time, I got a Battle of the Planets and Star Blazers one, and that's the first time I ever got any, because, the DeviantArt artist that we did that wasn't at the AFW. Huh. But, yeah, we did start off with that, but like Louis was saying, it's unique to just you, which is cool. So I can see where it's coming from.
But, I couldn't find anything, so all I bought was some stuff, you know, from, you know, on the way there and then on the way back. But, like, I did get, I guess, a gun holster, but that was, like, $20. So, taking $150, and pretty much I did spend all my money, but it was on food and then one thing from the convention. So, I did wanted to buy the whole set of Kill a Kill, but it was, like, 6 DVDs. And that would have been, like, $300-something. And I was like, nah.
Yeah, because it was first release, didn't you say?
Yeah. And then I guess it came with like a. The way he told me was like, technically it was on Blu-ray, okay. It was on Blu-ray, but also he said that it came with an extra CD that was like, you know, never before seen stuff. So every single one had it, but it was like a 6 set thing. You couldn't just been. You could have. I could have bought just one if I wanted to, but it would have been like two episodes in that one day.
Oh, to me, I was like, no. To me, when you go buying manga or anime in general, it's like if I don't buy
the complete set,
the bulk, a series, and I did because
it can be very annoying without doing that. Yeah,
you know, because I never know when I'm gonna get to. The opportunity to get the next one.
And it's even worse when you have this one's, but here's the one after the next one in stores.
Oh, yeah, that like when
one
they have,
between those two. Nope, like you ain't going to get like, it.
1, 2, 3, 7, 6, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
Making a noise, apparently.
Apparently.
Something.
The spider comes through.
Oh, my God. It does come through. Tell you what, spiders is everywhere right now. Yeah. So scary.
Yeah. I think that's... Probably say that's pretty much the trip.
Oh, I had one.
Oh, go for it.
The card gaming room or board gaming room or whichever that was called. That was good. It had a whole little section of board games and all that specifically to buy. And
you can exclusively
very play. Good amount of tables to just play the games on. True. I'm not sure if you had to buy them or if they were just sitting there. I think they were just sitting there. But
yeah. I really liked the main... floor of the hotel, I think it was the that place with the water and everything, and because they had
a little where they had the light coming from.
Yeah, they had a chandelier that it was all separate fish and it's not fish and wire, but I'm gonna say fish and wire because that's all I know it as.
Mm-hmm. And it moved too. The wire
that's clear, and yeah, and they had projection lights on it. It was so cool, and it had the rooms were balcony style facing in, so people you know were hanging there. Mm-hmm. There's stuff from
I guess we haven't
chilling.
Talked much about the panels, so cool. But like the panels that I got to go with Richard and Logan, they were all right. I just already knew this stuff. I just was like, I was hoping to learn new stuff. Like we went to one like how to make how to start making your first video game, and then everything they told me I already knew. The only thing I didn't know was just like you know go to this website or download this app or. You know, download this application that we use. But, like, other than that, I already knew, like, they say planning, you know, start your story and all this stuff. I already knew all this stuff. Same thing with, like, the paranormal one. I was just like, I seen Ghost Hunters. They tell me everything. And so, true.
I think most of my time, I think I only went to, like, one panel.
I went to two. Did we just go to two?
Because I was also the one with Jeopardy one. That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool. So I went to two panels, but I think most of my time was either dealer's room, which honestly wasn't a lot of time, or just food and waiting in line. Like I would be the line waiter apparently because I'd always be the first one there.
You know, I took my DS. I didn't play it, so I was like, here.
No, April played.
I was like, April, you play
that's,
it.
That's what I did most of the time.
Yeah, I'm surprised. She enjoyed the game that I
would
let
go
her borrow.
Find, I would go find a line. I would sit down and I'd start playing them. That's what I did all the way back. So I did at the hotel.
And I just took pictures and took pictures and took pictures.
Yeah, I walked around and saw the cosplay and talked to people and took pictures as well. Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
But
didn't do near as much as the last few, but it was still fun.
Yeah, that's where it was kind of odd. Where, Luis and I were talking earlier. It's the smaller one seems like there was more to do than this bigger one because it doesn't feel like I did a whole lot.
And didn't it?
Where an AFW is the smallest one we've ever been to, and it is a small convention, but it's a good convention. But I felt like I did more stuff there.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird just how it all works out. Any questions you have, Jonathan?
Or are we cool?
Of what you might want to... Did this work? How'd this work or whatnot?
You guys were pretty good about explaining it.
I think the main thing... We got to get Jonathan to a convention now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go back to Kansas City. That's my favorite ones, too.
It's not too bad. Denver's not too bad either.
I like the AFW. I guess that was my first one, so...
Yeah.
It was good.
You always remember your first.
Oh, my gosh.
Not always.
Sometimes you try to refer to
that. That was funny if you were a bad person.
I got it. And that's why I was like, no.
That means you're a good person. I think it's so funny.
But the trip back home, I think, like I said, we stopped off at the Toy and Action Figure Museum.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I bought a shirt there.
And then
so back home. How did that
Luis actually got to end see up? Our parents' childhood home or semi-adulthood home or whatever.
Oh, yes, forgot about that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Michelle had to go down memory lane and show all of our houses in the town we used to live in.
Hey, it's fun.
You tell people what?
Oh, I tell people about your squished cat a lot. Oh, it's so funny. It's a hit.
The squished cat.
Oh, Slider.
Is that what you, oh, God. Slider. Okay. I didn't know that's what you called him. That's funnier. I'll tell you that afterwards.
What were you going to say, John? I thought you were going to say something there.
About the toy store, what was...
That was cool.
It was... Definitely go online if you haven't seen the pictures. They're on our Facebook page. Luis took a lot of those. I don't know.
I took some too.
You took a few. We haven't uploaded yours though.
Not near as many as the convention.
But it's kind of split off into sections of themes: Batman, Star Wars, Star Trek.
They had a little panorama.
They had old Western, which old was Western cool. One.
Yeah, they had a Predator in the army scenes.
Yeah, they did have that.
I loved, how they would cross-pollinate. Yeah,
Transformers versus wrestlers.
So it's one of those
It's overwhelming.
Oh, that's cool.
A little bit overwhelming. It's fun.
That's actually a good picture.
If you can go to it, stop in and see it, you'll remember a lot of childhood stuff. And he says he has tons more in, two other buildings?
Oh, yeah.
So hey, we got to go to his studio, too.
How long did it take him to collect all these? Did he tell you?
He still is.
Yeah, he's still collecting probably 30 or 40 years.
For a while, yeah.
Because he was kind of like me. He started as a kid.
Oh, wow.
He kind of started as a kid.
His underwear collection.
And then dropped it. No.
But Jonathan...
His wife took him to a flea market or antique store.
And he found
a bunch of figures for little or nothing, and that started it. But he was like in his 20s.
Not all these toys he has bought, and people have donated to him as well. Okay. So.
Yeah. And there was one section that was almost entirely some other person's donation. Yeah,
but it was...
It was on loan.
The Simpsons one. It was about this guy who died or something,
Not
right?
the Simpsons one, the...
Oh, the Western?
Western.
The Western one, yeah, that was on
loan,
too. Yeah,
the Simpsons is almost entirely donations. The Western one was on loan.
Yes.
It was all really cool.
So, yeah, if you're ever in the area, definitely give it a look.
Wow.
I think we'll probably wrap it up with that. If you want to get in touch with us, drop us a line at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. If you want to just say hi, give us a comment. We're going to try to keep up with the emails a little bit better this time. Try to get the shows out faster so we can answer them a little bit faster. We know we've had people do it in the past, and we apologize that we weren't able to get to them as fast as we could, but we'll try to keep them up better. So send us the emails. We're going to try to make our shows coming out a little bit faster now.
Hopefully.
We had a good time. And with any trip, there's good and bad, but I think the good outweighed the bad.
Yeah.
Or the frustrating, not necessarily bad, but frustrating.
There was only one two bad things I could consider, and the rest, yay.
Yeah. And we'll have to get Jonathan to a convention here so he can have fun. So we appreciate everybody listening and having fun with us and reminiscing about ACON down in Dallas, Texas. We had a fun time there. Hope everybody had fun listening to us tonight. We will catch you the next go-around.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
From the Pacific Rim.
Pika!
Canada!
Rumble!
Hey, Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah.
I met a playing Pokemon in the schoolyard. He caught my iron after he captured my card. Had Dragon Balls for a DDS. He showed up for just a bad tuxedo mask. Once he made me swoop, he saw my Sailor Moon. He's a Speed Racer, Star Blazer, anime.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it
If you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.